From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. When a building collapses, every minute is important for victims buried under the wreckage. That is why two American government agencies teamed up to develop a high-tech tool to find those who are trapped. The Department of Homeland Security and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, took part in the project. Rescue crews have been testing the state-of-the-art radar tool called Finder. The name is short for Finding Individuals for Disaster and Emergency Response. This radar device can recognize a person's smallest movements or even a heartbeat, even when the individual is unable to communicate. Earlier this year, Homeland Security and rescuers used Finder to carry out more than 65 test searches in the American state of Virginia. They say the tests proved successful in recognizing a human heartbeat under 9 meters of mixed concrete and other material. The device was also able to identify a heartbeat hidden behind 6 meters of solid concrete and from a distance of up to 30 meters in open space. It is an example of how space agency creations are helping people here on Earth. Finder's technology is based on the tracking technology that NASA uses for its spacecraft. Jim Lux is with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California.
Finder works by sending a low-power microwave signal, and it illuminates the rubble pile, and some of the microwaves go in and reflect off of the victim inside and come back out. So Finder sees both the reflection from the rubble, which doesn't move, and a very tiny reflection from the victim, which does move, because when you breathe and when your heart beats, your skin moves a little bit, and we can see that.
Jim Lux says the device is small, easy to carry, and easy to use.
It goes out and collects 30 seconds worth of data, because that's how long you need to get the heartbeat and the breathing, and then it analyzes it and displays it for the user.
Finder could be used with other tools rescuers use, such as listening devices or search dogs. Matthew Tamalo is with Virginia Task Force 1. He says the new technology could help rescuers in deciding which buildings to search.
This type of technology, including Finder, could aid in the assistance of triaging a building to say, okay, there's a strong probability that a live victim could be in here, and we need to devote our valuable human resources into searching it.
Finder is still being developed and tested. NASA says it could start to be used in search and rescue operations as early as next year. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. For more of our reports, visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.